is Bulldog Live on the Pulse. To get in touch about the news of the day, call 866-823-1077. Now, here's Brian Tilton and Bulldog Live.
Why would you set up a business in New Hampshire when you're going to get taxed at 5% for the dividends and then also 8.5% for business profits tax?
We've got the paperwork for LLC on our desks that we're ready to put down. But now we're not so sure that we can even do that.
The DRA, the governor's office, and the legislature have to understand that they're only here for a period of time. And if the people don't approve of what they're doing, then they can be replaced and should be, unless they reflect the true will of the people.
The LLC tax is still gaining traction here in New Hampshire, or at least the debate on it is, because there's still a lot of business owners that I'm talking to that have no idea what is about to hit them. They have no idea that this tax was passed in the middle of the night without a public hearing. They had no idea that there was one public hearing only on the rules, which are technically not to debate the merit of the tax, but rather how to implement it. But boy, did they get a little shocked when 300 people showed up on Wednesday morning, a week before Christmas, when really nobody knew much about what was happening. Well, one of the efforts that we've been doing here for a few weeks now here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse is educate all the people of New Hampshire about this income tax, and that's exactly what it is, the income tax, because now what you're doing is you're taking earned income, turning it into unearned income in the form of a dividend, and you're taxing it. That's what we've done in New Hampshire. We have completely rewritten the tax laws, so now that income is now taxed in the state if you are an LLC or a partnership. Now, I shared with you during the last few days a lot of audio from the hearing and a lot of the analysis and testimony and the like, and there is still a lot more that needs to be told on this. And there are some things that went on in the hearing that I did not witness directly, but I did go back. I verified that these things did happen, and we're going to talk about what exactly happened here. Corey Lewandowski is the New Hampshire chairman for Americans for Prosperity. He was at the hearing. He stayed around for, well, I think the whole thing went on for about 5.5 hours. And he'll tell us a little bit of what happened. We'll hear from somebody else who was there, too. Corey Lewandowski, welcome back to Bulldog Live. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back with you.
All right. Well, there was a little dust-up that occurred at this hearing on Wednesday morning, and I did report on it, but I haven't had time to really analyze it. I wanted to go back and just say, did I hear what I think I heard and wait to see kind of thing? And tell us what it was that you witnessed directly at that hearing.
Well, first let me just set the stage for you. For the people that weren't there, the hearing began with the DRA commissioner going through a PowerPoint presentation on the justification for the implementation of a 5% tax on LLCs, which is not the intent of the Department of Revenue Administration. The intent of the Department of Revenue Administration is to collect the revenues of the state of New Hampshire and disperse them accordingly. So he's a collection model. He is not an advocate for what he believes should be the intent of the legislature. And very specifically, the commissioner made two very, very important points. The first of which was the reason that the Department of Revenue Administration was only going to hold one public hearing, which took place on Wednesday in Concord, was due to the statewide budget cuts. And candidly, his office and the Department of Revenue Administration couldn't afford to hold more public hearings on this very, very important topic for small business owners. And let me just remind the commissioner that he makes $116,000 a year, that he has a state-issued vehicle that does not pay for tolls, and is a salaried employee, and the state owns facilities across the Granite State that he could use for free for as many public hearings as he wants to at no additional cost to the taxpayers. So the first point is, I don't know what he's talking about, and I don't think candidly he does either. The second point here, which is very, very important, is that the commissioner had said, and I quote, I'm going to be fair, and I'm going to go after everybody. And what he means by that is the question was posed to him very directly, Why don't you go after the large corporations like Fidelity that operate here in New Hampshire and go and collect additional revenue from them as opposed to coming after the small business owner? And the commissioner believes that is in his purview to not go after the large businesses because of their resources of having in-house counsel available, but instead, let's go after the small business owners, the LLCs, the partnerships that don't have the financial resources to fight the state, and we'll go after them aggressively and put them out of business instead. It's the wrong message in the worst economic climate that we've seen in 100 years.
Yes, exactly. Now, I was there when I was in the hearing room when he did say about, well, the reason why we didn't have more public hearings was because of the budget cuts and because we can't justify the expense because we don't have the facilities to hold these hearings in and so on. That was exactly what he did say. Yes, I heard that, and that to me, I don't think washed with the audience.
Well, it makes no sense. Look, there are 350 people in that room on Wednesday, many of which are LLC owners who had to take the day out of work to drive in their own vehicle, which is not state funded, to pay for their own tolls, to pay for their own fuel, to get up to a hearing so the state could understand what the impact would be. You know, the small business owners are truly the ones that are impacted by this. They're the ones losing the revenue, not the state of New Hampshire to hold public hearings. I can assure you that I will call the Concord or Conway Library right now and say, can I use your public free meeting room for a state meeting? And that room, I know unequivocally, is available to every nonprofit and every government agency in the state for free use in the town of Conway. And I'm sure there are those across the state that would be more than willing to do so.
And if you want to talk about another portion of the North Country, I can take you to the Lincoln Town Hall, where they have a nice big room there, and where I have attended hearings with the State Assessing Standards Board about various tax issues, and they can hold a few people in there. And, you know, why can't they just say, hey, look, you know, we'd like to use your facility? Sure, it's available. Of course it is. High schools. You can go to any high school and the like.
Of course. You know, the other side of this, Brian, and it hasn't gotten a lot of play, except, you know, to the credit of the Concord Monitor today, they had a story.
God knows the state spends enough money on our high schools.
Well, that's true, but, you know, that's a whole other place. But if you look at the small business tax that we're talking about here, when I came home from that meeting on Wednesday, and that meeting lasted 5 hours and 15 minutes, so that the rank-and-file people, the hardworking citizens, could have their voice heard, I had a document in the mail sent from the New Hampshire Department of Revenue, which told me that effective July 1, the small business tax on LLCs was now in effect. They spent, according to the Concord Monitor today, they sent 60,000 of these notifications out the very same day that the proposed rule was having its first and only public hearing. 60,000 pieces of mail. This document is 16 pages long, sent at a bulk mail rate. At minimum, this cost the state $1 per piece of mail to send out. That's $60,000 the DRA sent out. And today they say, put that piece of mail aside, disregard it. It has incorrect information. The commissioner should be held accountable. I have called for his immediate resignation, and we are calling on the governor to ask for and immediately accept the resignation of the commissioner of DRA for wasting taxpayer dollars on this.
This is Corey Lewandowski from Americans for Prosperity, the New Hampshire chapter, joining us here on Bulldog Live, 1-866-823-1077. And you just heard Corey say, you know, let's have the resignation of the commissioner of revenue. You know, one of the other things I heard the commissioner say at the hearing, too, and that was, well, this is my first public hearing and I'm just doing the best I can. That to me indicates that he's in over his head on this one.
Well, he clearly doesn't know what he's doing. There's no question about it. You know, he admitted during that public hearing to Tom Thompson, who's the honorary chair of AFP here in New Hampshire, that not only did he go to the legislature and advocate and recommend this 5% tax on LLCs, but he is also the individual who went to the legislature and recommended raising the rooms and meals tax to 9%, which now makes New Hampshire the highest in the country. He's clearly a tax and spend bureaucrat who doesn't understand that he is supposed to be someone who simply administers the money which comes in. He should not be out advocating for raising taxes on the hardworking people here in New Hampshire, and he should be removed immediately from his position. And I think the state would do justice by not filling its $116,000 salary anytime in the near future, because clearly he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, and it is interesting to have him advocating this stuff that did get passed. Both the rooms and meals tax and this LLC tax were both passed in the middle of the night by his urging. Am I understanding this correctly?
Well, that's exactly right. He came up, to be very clear, the commissioner of the DRA originally went to the legislature and asked them to file a standalone piece of legislation. Because the timing for filing legislation had already passed, he came up with this backroom deal to slide it into the state budget, also known as HB2, which passed at 1 o'clock in the morning, never had a public hearing on this, and the legislatures voted on this HB2, the state budget bill, and it passed, and Governor Lynch signed it. And shame on them for passing this, and shame on the governor for signing it. I think, you know, with this provision in the bill, this breaks Governor Lynch's pledge of not signing and not implementing an income tax, because this 5% tax that LLCs will have to pay now is exactly that, is an income tax on small business owners.
Now, it's interesting because the DRA gave in their presentation at the opening of the public hearing about the difference between a corporation and an LLC. You know, he tried to say, you know, you have a landscaping business, one across the street is a corporation, one across the street is an LLC. You know, here's the difference in the taxes that they pay. And which I say, wait a minute, then the LLC across, I mean, the corporation that formed as that, they made a mistake because now they're paying more taxes. But that's still not the point here. The point is they are taking what the federal government has consistently considered as income, the earned income of an LLC. And states usually follow the federal guidelines on what is considered income when they're implementing their own tax rules. And New Hampshire does not tax income, or at least it didn't up until June 30th of this year. Now we're saying, wait a minute, this is now not earned income anymore. This is a dividend, which a dividend is technically unearned income. And you're going to tell me the 10,000 LLC owners or 40,000 LLC owners that what they have worked and scraped for years in sacrificing, that's unearned income? I don't think so.
Well, the other part of this, which has been overlooked to a degree, is the cost of record keeping for LLCs has been projected per LLC in order to comply with this law as much as $30,000 per business just to comply with the new 5% tax, which they're also going to have to pay. So what that means is, in addition to getting hit with a new 5% tax, which will include any money that you borrow to grow your business, you will also be taxed on that. You will have to come up with an additional $30,000 in record keeping and CPA requirements to meet this new law. This is all based on the premise that the state cannot stop its insatiable appetite for spending your tax dollars. They need to cut back state government. They continue to grow, and the only way to make up that additional revenue is to keep taxing the hardworking people here in New Hampshire. And there has to come a time, and I think Wednesday was a clear indication that people have had enough.
Exactly. Well, Corey Lewandowski, before we go, I just want to say again, because you received this packet from the DRA, a 16-page packet stating that you're an LLC and you're liable for this tax, when in fact the rules have not been implemented yet, and that the DRA is now giving the impression to the LLCs that they now owe this tax, which is going to cause much further confusion. And as the Concord Monitor is reporting today, the DRA is saying, just ignore that little thing you got in the mail this week.
Don't mind the $60,000+ we wasted mailing this to you. It's not going to apply. And, you know, there's a couple pieces of legislation which are being introduced. Senator Jeb Bradley from Wolfboro, Representative David Hess from Hooksett are introducing legislation to repeal this. However, you know, our time is very short here. There will be an additional public hearing, and I have to urge every listener here who has either done business as a small business or gone to a small business or patronized a small business to call your elected officials to tell them we cannot stand, we cannot afford another 5% income tax for doing business here in the state of New Hampshire.
Exactly. So get your legislators' phone numbers, your state reps, your state senators, and call them and let them know that how much you despise this new income tax for New Hampshire.
You got to call the governor, Brian. You got to make sure people call the governor and ask for the DRA commissioner's resignation. He is not competent. He is not capable of implementing this. He is out advocating for more taxes on the hardworking people, and that is not the commissioner's job here.
Because the commissioner said, and this is a direct quote, I am going to be fair, and I'm going to go after everybody, end quote. That is what he said. That was his message to business owners across this state. Sole proprietors, watch out, you're next.
That's exactly right. Call the governor, demand his immediate resignation, make the governor fire him. Let's get someone in the DRA position who's actually fair and friendly to small businesses that understand that they're the backbone of this society. And if we want to come out of this recession, we will only do it with the help of small business owners.
271-2121 is the governor's phone number. 271-2121. One more thing, Corey. The DRA commissioner did say at the hearing that he would hold three more public hearings. Has the date been set for that yet?
Well, he was supposed to release those by close of business yesterday as of, 1:25 today. I have not seen them. And the only reason that he agreed to do three more public hearings is because the hardworking people turned out and demonstrated they want their voice heard. He would never have agreed to three more public hearings if we didn't turn 350 people off that hearing on Wednesday.
Exactly, and all the phone calls that have been going into the governor's office by the hundreds or thousands more that weren't able to show up. 271-2121. Corey Lewandowski, thank you very much. People want more information about Americans for Prosperity. Where can they find that?
www.afphq.org, americansforprosperity.org.
Very good. Thank you, Corey. Good chatting with you again.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah.